It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
Right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today's May 10th, 2024. Summer is quickly approaching. Today is National Shrimp Day. It's pretty silly, but I gotta tell you, I love my shrimp. I mean, so yeah, we'll show shrimp respect right now. Let's get into the birthdays. Let's just get on with the show here. Kenan Thompson, 45, he was on SNL. Back when it was, never good. Bono, 63, U2 singer. Also on this day in history in 1994, Nelson Mandela was inaugurated as president of South Africa. That is right. 2002 FBI agent. Oh my gosh. Just the idea of this guy. FBI agent Robert Hansen was sentenced to life in prison for spying from Moscow. This was like the worst spy in the history of espionage in the United States. 1994, another real winner here. John Wayne Gacy was deleted at the age of 52 by means of probably the chair. It may have been lethal injection, but yeah, it was probably lethal injection back in 94. And in 1962, Marvel Comics released the first issue of The Incredible Hulk, 62. All right, let's jump into the news, shall we, folks? That's what we're really here for, are we not? Judge says Beach Boys Brian Wilson, this one's from Newsmax, I apologize, needs conservatorship. That's like that thing Britney Spears was on when they're not mentally able to take care of themselves and their finances. So, yeah, he's 81 years old. The doctor says that he's suffering from a major neurocognitive disorder. So, I hate to see that. This guy is one of the most intelligent music writers, not just songwriters, but music writers in modern history. So, yes. Holy cow. God bless him and his family. Fox Sports surfing organization pulls about face on transmission inclusion after pressure from California Coastal Commission. Oh my goodness. Quote, the California Coastal Commission said surf competitions could, quote, not discriminate based on gender. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, we're phasing out women's sports. That's smart. Fox News here. Fatal Wyoming skiing collision that ended a legendary outdoorsman ruled a homicide, according to the coroner. So in that, I guess homicide really just means that it was a death caused by another human. It doesn't mean there was ill intent there. But this happened at Jackson Hole. I guess the guy was a legend there. His name is Peter Worslin. They showed a picture of him. It was really cool. He was a bicycle that had like a sidecar, only it was just wheels, and it would sit on train tracks. So you could cruise along train tracks on this bicycle. It looked like a picture from the 70s. And I'm sure it's not the first time I've even seen that, possibly, but it was a pretty cool picture of this dude. But apparently, you know, he was just skiing and got hit from the back. They both got severely injured, you know, so I don't think it was intentional. I don't think there will be any charges here. It's really unfortunate, though. Look, you go out there and do these sports, they're dangerous. You might even lose your life. I had a friend die from snowboarding. So yeah, it's real. TMZ video shows bear bash windshield. Carr got between Ma and Cub. Yeah, so the crazy thing about this is, you know, you see Carr wildlife interactions all the time. But this was in Japan. I didn't even know Japan had a forest there. What? Japan has bears? What the hell? That's amazing to me. Too fab via TMZ. Three surfers dead in Mexico. Man charged, reportedly admitted involvement to girlfriend. Oh, you know, this is so bad. Three Americans were found in a 50 feet down in a well. I guess he was just, they robbed the guys, and then this is unacceptable. It really is unacceptable. We need to bring that guy to the U.S. For adjudication. Oh my gosh. All right, folks, that one's terrible. But we always end the show on a good note. Just so you know, we always have since the first episode. But before we do that, I just want to say subscribe to the show. Tell your friends and family about it. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Wouldn't rather be anywhere else. So join us. We're going to be here for a long time. That is my promise. Let's get this last article in, and then we will be on our way. This one from Good News Network. This is a classic. I mean, you hear about stories like this on occasion, but thank God, you know. 14-year-old grabs wheel of his school bus after driver passes out with foot on the gas. I'm really not. Where did this happen? I'm not going to go into it. It's very simple. I think he was a couple rows back. And he noticed that it was a female bus driver, and she became unresponsive, and the bus was veering into oncoming traffic, and he pushed her over to the side, straightened the bus out, and then parked it on the side of the road, and then called 911. Where in the hell did this happen? Well, I don't see where this happened, but it's great news nonetheless. So we will end it there. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I know it was short, but it's a busy time of the year for me. So we will be talking to you next Tuesday. I hope y'all have a good weekend. Be safe out there. No drinking and driving like idiots. It is not worth it. All right, I'm out of here. Keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.